over the course of the retreat so far, we've made reference to the four boundless states of heart, sometimes called the heavenly abodes, because they're just wonderful places to hang out, to dwell in. In the Sanskrit or Pali words are Brahma Viharas. And so these are metta, which is translated as loving kindness, loving friendship, goodwill, love. It's this quality of loving without an agenda, without saying, I'll love you if you are this or you do this. It's just this goodwill that falls like rain from the sky, falls like the sun on the leaves. Another metaphor that's used is the fragrance of a flower, not discriminating about what will receive it, who will receive it. And the second is karuna, or compassion. And compassion is this this quality of caring about the pain and the suffering of others. And actually, I should have said caring about the pain and suffering of ourselves and others. And so, in a way, we could say that compassion is this caring, this kindness, this love of metta in the context of suffering. And I have a quote from Pema Chodron. She is a teacher in the Shambhala lineage of Tibetan Buddhism. Very gifted and wise teacher, very compassionate. And she speaks in a way that's so direct and down to earth, so I love this quote. In order to have compassion for others, we have to have compassion for ourselves. In particular, to care about other people who are fearful, jealous, overpowered by addictions of all kinds, arrogant, proud, miserly, selfish, mean, you name it. To have compassion and to care for these people means not to run from the pain of finding these things in ourselves. In fact, one's whole attitude towards pain can change. Instead of fending it off and hiding from it, one could open one's heart and allow oneself to feel that pain. Feel it as something that will soften and purify us and make us far more loving and kind. This was part of what Jill was talking about in the Dharma talk this afternoon, how we can open to the pain that's arising, and in doing so, this connects us with all beings who experience suffering. So compassion has this quality of not turning away, of being open and present. And then the third of the boundless states of heart is mudita, or joy. Sometimes called empathetic joy, I think Jill taught me the expression resonant joy. You know, I like that. So it's joy that resonates with life around us. And there's a teacher, Bhikkhu Anālayo, who talks about joy, and he says there's a joy in simply being fully open to the present moment, but just in stepping into each moment wholeheartedly, there's this quality of joy. And equanimity, upekkha, equanimity, is this quality of balance of mind, knowing that things are as they are. So it's not that I need to fix myself or fix you, that we are inherently whole, just as we are. And Pema Chodron uses an image of a circle, a welcoming circle, like we have here, a sacred circle, in which, you know, with metta, we're welcoming ourselves fully into the circle, and extending a sense of goodwill and kindness and friendship, and compassion. So not excluding from our circle what is painful or difficult, not running away from pain. And joy is welcoming everything into the circle of our lives. That stepping fully into this moment, the joy of being fully present. And even our sometimes closing down and not welcoming, well, we can even welcome that. So it's not that needs to be excluded. It's just what's arising, and we can acknowledge that you know, like that poem of Rumi, the closed fist, the extended hand, the closed fist, the extended hand. And so we go back and forth like bird's wings. And then equanimity. Often this is compared to a feast to which everyone is invited. And lots of icons around here about Jesus sitting at a table with people, and we can maybe imagine that some of the people at that table were maybe different genders. It wasn't all male. Maybe that table was a bit more diverse than icons typically show it to be. So metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha. I'm going to lead a short guided meditation on metta, on loving kindness. So be comfortable. You can practice this lying down if you like. Your body can be relaxed. Just be at ease. We like to be at ease when we practice metta. So I invite you to ground yourself as you feel the earth supporting you, and remember the practice that we just did of the earth element, and feeling the support of Mother Earth, feeling that very tangible experience being supported. And I invite you to breathe into your heart. So feeling the breath in the chest, opening, perhaps inviting an opening in the heart, a softening, a letting go of that sense of the heart being closed or defended or armored. And as you breathe into the heart, I invite you to explore, discover a sense of spaciousness of heart, a sense of in the heart there's a kind of space which can receive whatever arises in this moment. So even as we're doing this practice and we're calling forth, we're cultivating this quality of love, of goodwill, kindness and friendship, there might arise fear, or there might arise jealousy or resentment. And we can receive that also. That can also be welcomed into this quality of spaciousness of heart. And so traditionally, we begin with offering metta to a being who you feel cares for you, perhaps sees you in your wholeness, or in some way has supported you, called forth something from you. It could be a parent, a grandparent, it could be a dear friend, a teacher. It could be a pet who is your loving companion and accepts you unconditionally and loves you without judgment. And if you feel this quality of being completely accepted most strongly and clearly, then by all means bring that being into this position of a friend, a benefactor, supporter in some way. The traditional word is benefactor, so we can expand that. And so perhaps, you know, our hearts are very open to this being, human or non-human, and we care about them and we wish them well. And so Just notice if that quality of heart, if that it's a kind of energetic quality of love, of appreciation, gratitude, is present in you, if it kind of is arising in you. And direct it toward this being, if it is. Just being present with that sense of connection. And sometimes it's helpful to say some phrases, and there are some traditional phrases that can be used. And you might have some that you like to use, and by all means, please use whatever you connect with. So the ones that I usually suggest are, may you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. So for the next minute or two, either just connecting with that quality of heart, of metta, silently, not bringing words in, or saying one or more of the phrases I offered, or your own, or just perhaps even saying the word metta to keep connecting to that quality of heart that you're offering to this beloved being who cares for you. And the offering of the bringing to mind a benefactor, a supporter, somebody who deeply cares about us, has in some way supported our life, helps us to go to the next focus for offering metta, which is ourselves. And sometimes people feel a resistance to this, that it's hard to just unconditionally love ourselves. And yet, this person that we've just acknowledged and cared for and sent our loving intentions to cares deeply for us. And can we take that in and share that with ourselves? And so as we bring this attention to ourselves, we can connect with our deep desire to be happy and at peace. We can connect to our aspiration to be free from suffering. And we can bring that intention, may this intention, may this aspiration be realized, that I may be happy and at peace, that I may be free from suffering. And so again, connect with your heart and connect with this this capacity to love, and perhaps remembering that quality of heart that we just were kind of immersing ourselves in toward our benefactor or supporter, and offering that to ourselves. And sometimes it can be helpful, and you know, if there is some kind of sense of being blocked or resistance, to remember yourself as a child, that and perhaps embrace yourself as a child, a young child, and wish this for yourself then and now. And so offering metta in whatever way feels right, so we can bring this flow, this kind of energetic pouring within to our own being of love. We can connect some words to it. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be happy and at peace. May I be free from suffering. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. So practicing in silence for the next minute or two. in my guiding, I'm going to move on to another focus. However, if you feel that it's really nourishing for you to stay with offering kindness, friendship, love to yourself or to the benefactor, then please feel free to continue to stay with that. So the next focus for offering loving kindness is somebody that you don't feel particularly close to, or it's a kind of a neutral person. And most often it's somebody that you don't know very well. So you don't feel very, very warm, or nor do you feel distant or have any unpleasant associations with that person. So it could be somebody that you see at work that you haven't gotten to know very well, or it could be somebody who lives nearby that you see on the street, but again, you don't really know them, or somebody who works in a store where you shop, and so on. You know, a bus driver, somebody who works in the bank. So you don't have a strong sense of connection to that person through experiences. However, you can know that, like you, they want to be free from suffering. They want to be happy and at peace. They want to experience a sense of well-being. We can know that simply from our shared humanity. You can know that they do experience suffering in their lives. They experience loss. They experience aging and illness. And they, like every one of us, face death. So you can bring forward that kindness and that friendship, and wish them well. And so, in some way, either visually or having just a sense of their presence, connecting with that person and offering metta in the same way. Perhaps it's something that you can feel, even if there's not a strong connection. You might feel your heart wishing them well, wishing them happiness and peace and well-being. And if that does come up for you, then you can just be with that, or simply say metta to connect with that flow of love and kindness, friendship. Or you can use the phrases if that's a better way to connect, saying them with intention, not just by rote, but really bringing a sense of felt intention, kindness, emotion within the words. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And so, continuing in the same way,
now bringing to mind somebody from with whom you feel a kind of distance. Maybe there's some difficulty in communication or some unpleasant quality about how you experience that person. You experience them as unpleasant, difficult, challenging. Maybe there's something that occurred between you. So if you are just learning this practice, it's usually encouraged not to try to work with somebody where there has been a trauma or real deep hurt, but just to cultivate the capacity to open the heart even to somebody who's somewhat challenging or difficult. And so, again, in some way bringing this person to be present in your consciousness, in your heart, your awareness, visualizing them, imagining a place where you were with them, or just sensing their presence. And bringing to mind that this person too wishes to be happy, wishes to have a sense of well-being, wishes to not suffer. And as you consider that too is their deep heart aspiration, offer loving kindness, metta, to this person. And notice, does the heart open? Is there that energetic quality of kindness, of love, that maybe was more accessible, more present with others? Or maybe it is very present. Maybe there's a real caring for this person in their pain that arises within you. So just notice how the heart opens, extends itself, or if there's reticence, or if it feels more closed, and without any sense of judging at all. And so offering loving kindness in that way, or using the spoken intentions, silently spoken intentions. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. So continuing in silence. And finally, extending our heart of kindness and goodwill in all directions. Including the people in this room. All the people in the retreat center that have supported our practice. All the creatures on the grounds of this beautiful center. The birds, the chipmunks, the insects, all the living beings, seen and unseen, and the green things, the green living beings, the trees, flowers, shrubs, grass, with whom we share life. Extending in all directions, near and far, including the whole human family, those of every ethnicity, every language, every religious tradition, faith tradition, color of skin, sexual orientation, gender identity, all human beings everywhere. Extending this quality of goodwill and kindness, wishing that each one may be free from suffering, that each one may experience peace and well-being, and to all the creatures of the earth, the air, the water, rivers, lakes, and oceans, in all their incredible diversity, in all the bioregions which are interdependently arisen with all of the life forms, all the flora, all the fauna, to each life form, metta, peace, may all be well. And may our practice and our lives support and serve the happiness, well-being, and liberation of all beings everywhere. So please take your time in shifting, just be present with the body, present with the heart, the next period is a walking period, and so you can stay here if you wish. You can go and walk when you're ready to, and maybe bring this this quality of open-heartedness to the life around us into your walking.